Good evening, wrestling. Good evening, wrestling fans. This is Lawrence Fosworth III, manager of champions in Manitoba Professional Wrestling, the greatest manager of all time and part owner of old time wrestling. I am the director of operations and of talent. And tonight is our debut of old time wrestling radio. And unfortunately, I believe my partner, new partner in crime, whether I like it or not, Jordan the Garburator, Garber, has jammed out. I'm going to be doing this show by myself tonight. I am broadcasting from my private room in the Brandon Nut House. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, Caveman Broda and the No Good for Nothing Wrestling Insider, my former business partner, put me in this place, and I am not one very happy camper, but I'm on my own tonight. Jordan has jammed out. I don't know what's going on with him. I really don't care for him, but you know what? I'm going to go on with the show and do the best I can, as I am, once again, the greatest of the greatest. And once again, I'm broadcasting live from Brandon Nuthouse. Well, wait a minute here. It seems like we have a caller online here. I don't know whose number this is. I don't recognize it, but go ahead. You're on Old Time Wrestling Radio.
I want you to take one guess to see who this is. Who do you think is calling right now?
I do not know who is calling here. This voice sounds very familiar, but I'm not sure. But you tell me who this is.
It is none other than Jordan Garber, and I am your co-host here for Old Time Wrestling Radio. What do you think about that?
I don't know what to think about that.
Now, I was really excited for the opportunity that Caveman Broda brought to me when he offered me a contract to work with an up-and-coming promotion called Old Time Wrestling. The resume that I've had interviewing a lot of big names before, I was really excited to come here to Old Time Wrestling and to Old Time Wrestling Radio and to be your co-host. But I heard something. I heard some rumors flying around everywhere, and I hear that you don't like me that much.
Well, once again, I don't know what to say.
But the thing is that you should like me because, of course, I am Jordan Garber. I used to call myself the interviewing sensation, and I am a kid here who loves wrestling. I love all of these fans that are listening tonight, and I am glad to be here. So whether you like it or not, you're working with Jordan Garber, and you should be enjoying that. But pretty much, yeah, I am here, and I am here to stay.
I don't know what to say about that.
But I know what I can say. Why don't we just go on with this show because we have a great show lined up tonight. What do you say?
Well, let's get on with the show. Whether I like it or not, I have to work with you or I forfeit part of the old-time wrestling company and it goes 100% to the imposter, Caveman Broda.
So you gotta love Caveman Broda. Let's get on with the show for sure.
Now go ahead. What's on your mind there, Jordan? You go ahead and lead the show.
Well, pretty much this is the first ever episode of Old Time Wrestling Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, this is me, Jordan Garber, your co-host for tonight. Your host, of course, is Lawrence Fosworth III, broadcasting live from the Brandon Nut House. I'm not from the Brandon Nut House. I'm just broadcasting from my regular house. But as you all know, Lawrence Fosworth is a little wacky, so he's broadcasting live from the Nut House. But I just want to get right to it. Let's talk about old-time wrestling. How did old-time wrestling get back, and are you looking forward to this whole new expansion? Like, this sounds really good to me. What do you think about it?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to Old Time Wrestling making its debut in Winnipeg. It's a new venture for myself, and like I was saying, whether I like it or not, I'm partnered up with the 35-year professional wrestling veteran of the Squared Circle, Caveman Broda. He is my partner, and whether we like it or not, we will be working together, and we started this project together, and we want to give fans back old-time wrestling the way it was back in the old days.
And that's the good thing is that old-school wrestling, obviously, that's why they call it old school. It has great tradition. And our goal here with old time wrestling is to bring that tradition back, bring back the old school roots. And to, the first step of doing that is to get this show underway, and already the first step has been completed. So we're off to a great start for sure. We have some upcoming shows as well. Why don't you talk about that more?
Absolutely. We have upcoming shows coming up in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We have May 23rd. It's called Paying It Forward. We are doing a fundraiser show at 45 Robinson Street. May 23rd, 6:30, doors open, 7:30 bell time. It's going to be a fundraising show. We are helping support a young lady as she is requiring a liver transplant, and we are going to be putting on a live professional wrestling show that evening. $5 for kids and adults will be $10 for tickets. They'll be available this week coming up. And I want to take this time. I don't really like a lot of people, but I want to take this time to thank the hard work of Josie Small Petit, my executive assistant and the merchandise manager of Old Time Wrestling, for putting this show together, along with a few other people. They know who they are, and we promise to deliver a great show. We're honored that the Indian Métis Friendship Center allowed us to come and do this Pay It Forward live professional wrestling show, Old Time Wrestling, May 23rd, once again, 45 Robinson Street at the Indian Métis Friendship Center. Going to be a great show.
And I'm really excited for that show. It's a great fundraiser. It's a great way to raise some money and help someone in need, most definitely. It's just, what do you think? Old Time Wrestling is back. It's here in Manitoba, it's this new promotion in Manitoba. How do you think this is going to, you know, change the landscape of Winnipeg wrestling?
Well, I'm hoping that it changes the landscape, that we'll get back to the good old days of professional wrestling the way it used to be, and, you know, the way things used to be run in the professional wrestling business, where, you know, everybody showed respect to everybody, and, you know, everybody did their own thing, and, you know, where the boys can work wherever they want.
And not only do we have that show, we have a show called Made Madness, and it features none other than a big name, TNA Impact star Jesse Neal. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. Former TNA Impact star Jesse Neal will be coming in from New York. I have agreed to terms with him. He'll be coming in May 30th at Club St. B in St. Boniface, and he will be taking on former River City Wrestling multiple time tag team champion, 6 foot six, the Aboriginal Giant. Buddy Weiser will be taking on Jesse Neal that evening.
But of course, there is a dog food match and a no disqualification match. And if your team loses, Weasel, you must put the
weasel. I'm not a weasel. I'm not a weasel. My name is Lawrence Fosworth III. Get it straight, Jordan Garber.
But you have to put the weasel suit on if your team loses. What do you think about that when you're wearing that weasel suit?
I will not be wearing the weasel suit. My team will not lose. I will not be wearing that weasel suit ever again. I will not be humiliated ever again. I will not wear that weasel suit because my team will win in that night at the Club St. B. I guarantee it 1,000%. I will not wear that weasel suit ever again. I am not a weasel. I am the greatest manager of champions in professional wrestling today in Manitoba history. Show me some respect.
But if you wear that weasel suit, hey, if you wear the weasel suit, at least you could take it back to the Brandon Nut House and show your buddies. That's a good thing.
Whoa, hold on a minute here. Stop making fun of my buddies here at the Brandon Nut House. They're great people living in the hospital here. They're awesome people. And I got news for you, Jordan Garber. Broda and Wrestling Insider might have signed me into this place, but the doctors and nurses are saying I'm doing very well, and I will be getting out very soon.
Well, it is what it is, and if you're out, I will be surprised, but if you're out, you are most definitely out, but I cannot wait to see that match, and you never know, like I said, you may have that weasel suit put on you, and you may have to walk around like that for quite a while. But let's talk about aspiring and up-and-coming professional wrestlers who want to break into the business and want to get their start and want to live their dream. You guys have a training center. Old Time Wrestling has an official training center. Tell us more about that.
Well, we have training going on. You're absolutely right, for new up-and-comers that want to train, and if they want to become a professional wrestler, referee, or they want to become a manager, we are accepting new trainees now, and we will be starting our first class May 23rd at the Indian Métis Friendship Center before the show. If anybody wants to come down and they want to become a professional wrestler, the Weasel and Caveman Broda Pro Wrestling Academy are now taking applicants. $700 total cost for training. Give us $100 up front, sign a 6-month contract, you're in, and if you decide to stick around and you're good enough, we'll keep you and sign you to a long-term contract.
For sure. In other news as well, is prayers go with Buddy Weiser, a wrestler here who's going to be facing Jesse Neal on May the 30th. His niece has been taken off life support after she's been attacked in downtown Winnipeg. Our prayers are with Buddy Weiser and his family. I just wanted to put that out there, a very unfortunate situation, and my thoughts and prayers are with Buddy Weiser and his family.
Absolutely, on a serious note as well, I know I am the wacky crazy weasel, but I know that me and Buddy Weiser do not see eye to eye, but this is a very serious thing, and my thoughts and my prayers go out to Buddy Weiser and his family as well on this unfortunate incident that happened in Winnipeg, that attack that happened, and my prayers are with him, and I wish him luck, and I'm shocked and saddened to hear about what happened there, and I hope justice is done.
This is kind of like an introductory show. This is telling the fans about old-time wrestling, about what you guys are going to expect at the shows, and pretty much just the background about us. So before I tell everyone more about myself, obviously a lot of people in Winnipeg wrestling know who Jordan Garber is, but for the people who don't, I will introduce myself. But why don't you, Lawrence Fosworth III, introduce yourself first and tell everyone who you're all about.
Absolutely. My name is Lawrence Fosworth III. I am the manager of champions in Manitoba Pro Wrestling. I started out 15 and a half years ago with River City Wrestling, with promoter and owner of River City Wrestling, Wayne Stanton. And believe it or not, once again, I was brought into the business by my arch rival and my new business partner, Caveman Broda, brought me into this professional wrestling business a little over 15 and a half years ago. And I've managed some of the best in Canadian wrestling history, to heavyweight titles, tag team titles, 24/7 titles, you name it.
That's awesome stuff. My name, of course, is Jordan Garber. I am the co-host here for the new program on Blog Talk Radio, Old Time Wrestling Radio. Before, I have worked with the likes of Bruce Hart. I've interviewed many big names, including Chris Masters, Rhino, Scott Steiner, AJ Styles, just to name a few. The list goes on and on. It's really humbling.
Sorry to cut you off there, Jordan Garber. Let's give out the call-in number if people want to give a call in. Once again, go ahead. You have the number.
The number to call in tonight is 917-889-2237. So feel free to call in. Speak your mind. You can say whatever you want. And, hopefully the fans can be a part of old-time wrestling radio, which should be a good thing to see.
Absolutely. Go ahead and continue on with what you were talking about.
But no, I've been on tons of wrestling podcasts before. I've been a part of some promotions before, did some work for some promotions, interviewed tons of big names. So I'm no stranger to local wrestling. I'm no stranger to wrestling podcasts, and I'm no stranger to wrestling interviews. So that's pretty much who I am. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at Jordan J. Garber.
As well, you can get a hold of me at LouisHendrickson@hotmail.com. If you have any questions, you want to email me any questions for the Old Time Wrestling Radio Show, please feel free to contact me that way. Or you can get a hold of me at the Old Time Wrestling office at 204-416-8682. Give me a call anytime. And once again, I am part owner of Old Time Wrestling, director of operations and talent.
Awesome stuff. So, for sure, let's talk. What do you want to talk about? We want to talk about Winnipeg Wrestling, what it's been doing lately.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about it. CWE has an upcoming tour, actually. Let's talk about other promotions. It's kind of like when you watch a baseball game, they have the Around the Town scoreboard. This is kind of like our Around the Town event page. The CWE has a big tour coming up. They're going to be in Yorkton. They're going to be in Souris. They're going to be in Winnipeg, Steinbach, and then Steinbach to finish off the tour. And the tour features Christopher Daniels. What do you think about CWE? But not just what do you think about this product. What do you think about this upcoming tour, and how do you think it's going to turn out?
I actually have a lot of respect for a lot of the guys that are on that Canadian Wrestling Elite crew on their wrestling roster. A lot of them started out with us many, many years ago in River City Wrestling, and a lot of them have gone quite far in their careers. A lot of them have traveled all across North America, all over the States, all over the U.S. They've traveled everywhere in the world, and I have nothing but respect for a lot of those guys that are wrestling now with the Canadian Wrestling Elite. They are the number one promotion in Winnipeg at this time, and that tour is going to be a great tour. I think that they're going to have a sellout house every town that they go to, and it should be great. They have a great main eventer and world-renowned wrestler.
Yeah, it should be great. Of course, Primo's Wrestling is with Winnipeg as well, and then we have PCW coming up on Saturday, April the 18th. What do you think about that upcoming show?
I like Premier Championship Wrestling. They are a good promotion. The promoter of that company is a very very honorable man, Andrew Shellcross, the promoter of that company. He runs a tight ship, and he runs a great promotion, and I think he's going to have a great show on Saturday night, and I don't know who's all on the card, but when he brings in a lot of great talent as well from all over the world. He brought in Kenny Omega last show. Jordan?
IWGP.
What? Thank you. What title does Kenny Omega hold from there?
He has the Junior Heavyweight Championship.
Okay, see, there we go. Andrew Shellcross takes the time to bring out a guy like that all the way from Japan to come and entertain the great wrestling fans of Winnipeg. So it should be a great show this Saturday, and go down and support them. I believe tickets are $15 at the door. It'll be a great show.
Well, the thing is, too, is that Winnipeg Wrestling has a great and rich history, and it's good that we at Old Time Wrestling are etching our name into the history books. It's a great thing to be a part of, and now we have CWE, we have Primo's Wrestling, who I'm also involved with, we have PCW, who I occasionally work with, and of course we have the new and improved Old Time Wrestling, which I'm looking forward to being a part of as well. So Winnipeg Wrestling is better than ever, and it's great to be a part of it.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great time, and you're going to see a lot of surprises coming into Old Time Wrestling. You never know who's going to show up, because I am the director of operations, and you never know who I'm going to sign for even just to come in to do one show or sign a long-term deal with us to work all our shows. So watch out. You never know who's going to be coming out of the woodworks, as I'm in the works to sign, seal, and deliver a few old-timers. I mean old-timers from back in the day of the old River City Wrestling days from the late 90s.
Oh, those were the good old days. I was only born in 1995, but I've done my history on Winnipeg Wrestling. After all, I do wrestling interviews, and it means I'm involved with wrestling media. So that means I got to do my research, and I have heard about River City Wrestling and its rich tradition, and I have to say, it has quite the story.
It absolutely does have quite the story. There were some of the greatest wrestlers in wrestling history that have worked right here in Winnipeg in River City Wrestling back in the day at the old Chalmers Community Club. Look at Vance Novato, traveled all over the world, former NWA champion. He's done it all in his career. There's lots of guys I can talk about that have worked for former promoter of River City Wrestling, Wayne Stanton, that have gone on to great careers.
River City Wrestling, once again, another promotion. There's so many promotions in Manitoba that have had a rich history, but River City Wrestling is one of the ones that stood out. And your Danny Duggins, your Shane Madisons, all those names have started at River City Wrestling with Wayne Stanton and worked their way up. Definitely a promotion with rich history, as well as the venue that it was played in, for sure, like I said. River City Wrestling.
Absolutely.
A promotion.
I manage some of the greatest guys in Manitoba wrestling history in at Chalmers and all over Broadway Neighborhood Center. Unfortunately, the guys that I did manage for the longest time, they were tag team champions numerous times, have retired from the professional wrestling business due to injuries. I'm talking about the Loose Cannons. They were formerly Madman Muir and his tag team partner Ox Anderson. They are now retired from the pro wrestling business due to serious injuries. They cannot climb back into the ring, and unfortunately that's bad news for me, but I'm now recruiting new blood, and you never know who I will take to the top very, very soon.
Well, think about it, Lawrence. Caveman Broda has already made a big blockbuster signing, and that's by signing Jordan Garber, so we're off to a great start.
I don't know what to say about that, but we don't get along at the greatest of times, but we are partners on this radio show, and I'll do my best to honor my contract with you as we both sign papers, and I will honor the contract, and I will try my best to behave myself.
Actually, since we're talking about Winnipeg Wrestling and its rich history, let's talk about other promotions like Ringmasters Entertainment and Steel Town Pro Wrestling. I remember Steel Town Pro Wrestling. If it wasn't for Steel Town Pro Wrestling, I wouldn't be involved in the wrestling business right now. Steel Town Pro Wrestling was the first ever wrestling show I went in my life. SPW, Fight for the Right. SPW means a lot to me. Tell us more about SPW.
Oh, Steel Town Pro Wrestling was started out by former River City Wrestling champion as well, tag team champion. He did a lot in River City Wrestling. He's a graduate of the Vance Nevada Pro Wrestling Academy. None other than, I'm talking about Rugged Rob Stardom, started Steel Town Pro Wrestling many years ago, and I believe he ran 5 or 6 great years, and he's an incredible wrestler. He's currently traveling Mexico. He's traveling all over. Right now he's doing a tour in Ontario, I believe. I'm not sure if it's with the CWF or what promotion, but he's also going to be going across North America tour very soon as well, and he started Steel Town Pro Wrestling, and I have a lot of respect for Rob Stardom and all the guys that work for Steel Town Pro Wrestling. He did a great thing when he started up Steel Town Pro Wrestling, and that's too bad that Rob started, the doors were shut with Steel Town Pro Wrestling, but the name is still alive, and I don't think it's down and dead for good. As the new owner of Steel Town Pro Wrestling, I don't know if you're aware of who owns Steel Town Pro Wrestling now, Jordan Garber, are you?
Oh, I'm very aware. It is none other than the man who owned River City Wrestling, the promoter of River City Wrestling, Wayne Stanton.
Absolutely, and we did a show last year, as a matter of fact, for Steel Town Pro Wrestling in Winnipeg. We did the High Neighbor Festival. It was a great show. There was a mixture of talent from all over, and once again, like I said, I do not think Steel Town Pro Wrestling is dead for good. One day it will appear again under the tutelage of, my opinion, he is the greatest promoter in Manitoba wrestling history, Wayne Stanton. As he's a fair guy. He gives you your shot. He works with all the misfits that nobody wants, other promotions don't want, and he gives you a chance, and he tells you to go with it and do what you can. And I have a lot of respect for him.
I like how he gives those people a shot, someone that's really dedicated to the business, people like myself. And he gives people opportunities. He gives people chances to prove themselves. There's some promoters that just won't give you a shot at all, but Wayne Stanton's one of those guys that if he sees you're dedicated and you want to do this, he will give you a shot, and that's what I respect about Wayne Stanton for sure.
Absolutely. I started out, like I said, 15 and a half years ago at Wayne Stanton. If it wasn't for him, my character wouldn't have been born at all. He told me to run with it, run with my character and do what I can, and I took it, and I'm absolutely happy with the way things are going, and I haven't done much in the last year and a half in the wrestling business, but I'm back full-time now. This is my last run in the wrestling business. I don't know how long I'm going to be around, but I'm going to be around and make an effort to make old-time wrestling big, and you never know where old-time wrestling will go, and I have a side project I'm working on as well. One day, me and you will talk about it another time.
For sure, I'm looking forward to it. Of course, I do have to work with none other than Lawrence Fosworth III, but I am still looking forward to your upcoming project. I am really excited to see what that will be.
Absolutely. It's going to be a blockbuster, and I'll talk about it another time as I have a side project. Well, what the heck? I'll let the cat out of the bag, I guess, right here on our show, Old Time Radio. In 2016, I am starting a side project. It's called Warriors for Christ. I don't usually talk a lot about the real myself, Weasel, but myself, I am a born-again Christian, and I am starting a project called Warriors for Christ, and I will be bringing in Ted DiBiase in the very near future to kick off our first outreach show as we go around the churches and stuff like that, and youth groups and stuff like that, and we also have an altar call at the end of the show, and we preach the gospel, and we do what's right, and that'll be kicking off in 2016, and I'm looking forward to bringing in Ted DiBiase in the very near future for that.
That should be great. I'm looking forward to that for sure. So we have 5 minutes left, actually a little under 5 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to bring up, boss, or is that, well, not boss?
Well, we'll give out the call-in number once again, 917-889-2237. If anybody wants to call in the show. If not tonight, we'll be on air. I have booked Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for another show. Are you available, Jordan the Garburator?
Oh, I'm the Garburator now. It's actually funny because someone gave me that nickname once in high school. It was actually pretty cool. Jordan the Garburator. And I do that with big quotation marks. Jordan, the Garburator Garber, will be available this Saturday at 5:30 p.m. to do another show.
Well, we will be on air at 5:30 p.m. once again Saturday, and you never know who. We might line up a guest, yourself or myself. Who knows who will be on air. But once again, Old Time Wrestling Radio, myself, Lawrence Wadsworth III, the manager of champions in Manitoba wrestling history, the greatest manager, and you never know who I'm going to be headlining with very soon. I'm going to be, you never know who's going to sign, sealed, and delivered, working with myself in the very near future, who I will be in their corner.
For sure. I think that should do it pretty much for tonight. This is Old Time Wrestling Radio for me, the co-host, Jordan Garber, and your host. Introduce yourself once again.
Absolutely. I am Lawrence Wadsworth III. I am the manager of champions in local professional wrestling, Winnipeg history, part owner of Old Time Wrestling. And this is Old Time Wrestling Radio. And we are glad that you listened in and tuned in tonight. And look forward to another show Saturday at 5:30 p.m. this Saturday with myself, the host, and my co-host, whether I like him or not, Jordan the Garburator Garber, 5:30 p.m. We will see you all then. Listen in, 5:30 live. Call in number 917-889-2237. We will talk to you 5:30 Saturday evening. Good night, wrestling fans. It has not been all my pleasure working with Jordan Garber, but I have no choice. Good night, wrestling fans.